Hello and welcome to week 12 of Orbit, the daily devotional from the youth team at St. Mary's Reigate. My name is Martin Saunders. Each weekday we give you a little bit of the Bible to think about and a practical way to apply it to everyday life. At the moment, we are looking at Paul's first letter to the Corinthian church, and you join us today as we look at one of the most famous passages in the whole Bible. The Bible reading is 1 Corinthians 13 and verses 4 to 7. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. What else is there to say about a passage that may have been preached on more than any other? If you've ever been to a wedding, you've almost certainly heard these words read. They seem to provide a noble blueprint for love and marriage. Patience, kindness, not feeling envy or getting angry. If you're ever the bride or groom at a wedding where these words are read, then you'll probably find them inspiring, a high ideal to which you might hope to hold yourself as you embark on married life. However, if you ever sit in the congregation at a wedding, perhaps later on as a married person, then you might regard these words rather differently. Because the truth is that no marriage, however good, really looks like this. Husbands and wives are human beings, and however much they love each other, no one can ever live up to this standard. But of course they can't, because this isn't a human standard. Paul isn't describing human love here. He's unpacking the love of God. And while that's something we can aspire to, a sort of ultimate role model for human love, it's not something we can fully replicate. Once we've slightly detached this passage from its usual context, then, we can allow it to speak to us in a new way. It's perhaps even helpful to insert the word God's every time we read the word love, like this. God's love is patient. God's love is kind. He does not envy. He does not boast. He is not proud. God's love does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It's not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. God's love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. God always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Doesn't that feel very different? It goes from being an impossible list of things we need to achieve to be good partners to an incredible description of how God feels about and treats us. And of course, the Christian life is all about becoming more like Jesus. And so naturally, we should want to aspire to these things too. But that's very different to imagining that perfect love can only exist through us. Perfect love is what God feels for and demonstrates to us. And our attempts to love him, other people, and even ourselves are just a natural response to receiving his love. You might want to join me in praying this prayer today. Lord God, I thank you that you love me perfectly, completely, and unconditionally. I pray that I would know your love deep in the core of my being, and that you would kindle love in me for others, myself, and you as a response. Amen. Well, as always, there's now just a chance for you to pray or listen to God or just be still for a few minutes. Moments, not minutes. Each day on Orbit, we provide you with a simple challenge, something to do which helps you to put this little thought into action. Here's something for today. Take a look at the list of attributes which Paul lists about God's love. His patience, his kindness, his slowness to anger, and so on. Which of these have you never really appreciated about God before? Which is missing from your picture of him? Ask God to show you that aspect of his character today, and then be on the lookout for how he might choose to surprise you with the answer to that prayer. Let us know how that went, please. If you want to get in touch about that or anything else, you can always email martin.saunders@stmaryreigate.org. We'll be back with another edition of Orbit tomorrow, but thanks for taking part today.